Mr. President, I come to the floor to speak in favor of the confirmation of Alice Fisher, the President's nominee, to be Assistant Attorney General in charge of the Criminal Division at the U.S. Department of Justice. I'm glad to say that Ms. Fisher's confirmation will finally overcome the unnecessary obstruction that she's faced in this Congress, which has forced the President to recess appoint her. Ms. Fisher is an outstanding nominee for this position, and in addition to her credentials, she has substantial previous public service experience, particularly at the Criminal Division during a difficult time following the terrorist attacks of September the 11th. That experience will serve her well as Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division. This is one of the most important jobs at the Department of Justice. It handles a variety of issues, including counterterrorism, violent crime, corporate fraud, and crimes against children. The Criminal Division's importance to the success of America's fight in the war against terror makes it all the more important that the Senate end this obstruction and make Ms. Fisher's appointment permanent. Beginning with her service as Deputy Special Counsel to the U.S. Senate Special Committee to Investigate Whitewater, Ms. Fisher has exemplified the attributes needed to lead an organization whose mission is vital and important, obviously, to the Department of Justice's Criminal Division. Prior to her latest government service, she was a litigation partner for 5 years at Latham & Watkins, Washington, D.C. office, one of the premier law firms in the country. And she takes from that experience a respect and deep knowledge of the law. Since her recess appointment in November of 2005, necessitated because of holes on her nomination, Ms. Fisher has served as Assistant Attorney General with distinction, honor, and success. She immediately refocused the division's mission in a way that reflects the priorities of the administration. For example, making impressive headway in supporting the nation's national security mission, in combating violent crime, including gang violence, and protecting our children from exploitation on the internet and elsewhere. What is troubling about the debate today on this nomination, Mr. President, is that we are having a debate about a nominee that so clearly deserves confirmation. What is troubling about today's debate is that it is reflective of the continued obstruction of nominees by Democrats in the United States Senate. This obstruction has not only affected judicial nominations, which is perhaps better known, but also the confirmation of important executive branch nominees with significant national security responsibilities. Ms. Fisher oversees vital counterterrorism and counterespionage divisions. But because her nomination has been blocked, these critical components have operated without a Senate-confirmed supervisor for more than a year. Consider the constant refrain from our colleagues on the other side of the aisle that this Republican-led Congress is not doing everything it can to protect America's national security. Beyond Ms. Fisher's nomination, this message stands in stark contrast with the record of obstruction on other key national security posts. Perhaps the most inexcusable obstruction pertains to the nomination of Kenneth Weinstein, who would head the newly created National Security Division. Mr. Weinstein's confirmation would fulfill one of the key recommendations of the WMD Commission, Weapons of Mass Destruction Commission. It was a WMD commission that recommended the reorganization of intelligence gathering components within the Department of Justice. Mr. Weinstein has broad-based, bipartisan support, yet he inexplicably still faces a Democrat filibuster by hold. Mr. President, we simply can't wait any longer for Democrats to release their hold on Mr. Weinstein. In the 5 years since the attacks of September the 11th, the federal government has taken a number of steps to reorganize and improve its resources to better fight terrorism. Our terrorist enemies are always changing and adapting, and so must we. If we're to keep the upper hand, in this global war. Some 15 months ago, the WMD Commission recognized that improvements should be made to the Department of Justice's national security apparatus. They recommended a reorganization of the department and creation of a new national security division, which would bring together under one umbrella all of the national security components of the Department of Justice. The national security division that Mr. Wainstein would oversee is critically important to the department and to America's national security. It will integrate the key national security components, the counterterrorism and counterespionage sections of the criminal division, and the Office of Intelligence Policy and Review, which has the lead role in implementing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act under the leadership of a single Assistant Attorney General. Bringing together these mission-critical entities will enhance our ability to fulfill our top priority of preventing, disrupting, and defeating terrorist acts before they occur. The President approved the WMD Commission's recommendation more than a year ago, and Congress embraced the concept and fully authorized the National Security Division as part of the USA Patriot Act reauthorization. Congress has also approved a reprogramming request submitted by the Department of Justice. An office space has been dedicated and renovated, but unfortunately, it remains vacant. It remains vacant because holds have been placed on this nomination, and we have seen a filibuster by hold. The department has done everything it can until this Senate confirms Mr. Wainstein. Obstruction on the other side of the aisle, Mr. President, is impeding efforts to enhance our national security by filling these key posts. Long-term planning has been delayed, and uncertainty is beginning to affect morale. The Department of Justice needs Mr. Wainstein on board to provide leadership, vision, and guidance. Again, like Ms. Fisher's stalled nomination, obstruction is impeding this effort to improve our national security. But Ms. Fisher and Mr. Wainstein are not the only nominees to face obstruction. Just looking back to a few others who were slotted to fill positions critical to our nation's war on terror have likewise been filibustered. For example, the current Deputy Secretary of Defense, Gordon England, was filibustered before the President was forced to recess appoint him. He was eventually confirmed. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Eric Edelman, was filibustered, recess appointed, and then finally confirmed. And the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, General Counsel Ben Powell, likewise, was filibustered, recess appointed, and finally confirmed. Mr. President, this obstruction is not limited solely to nominations. Who can forget how proud some were on the other side of the aisle when they celebrated, in the words of the minority leader, killing the reauthorization of the Patriot Act, one of the most important anti-terror tools for our frontline law enforcement and intelligence agents. Democrats also complain that we're not doing all we can do to secure the safety of our citizens, and then promote hyperbole and hysteria about the terrorist surveillance program, which is well within the President's authority during wartime to conduct critical battlefield intelligence gathering against foreign threats to America. Mr. President, I think the American people can see through this obstruction, but nominations to critical national security positions should not face partisan roadblocks. I recently read a newspaper report on the nomination of Mr. Wainstein. It reported that the office was ready, the phone lines up, and the computers humming, just waiting for him to start. But his nomination is being blocked on reasons unrelated to him. Mr. President, I believe this obstruction must stop. I'm glad that Ms. Fisher finally will be confirmed later today, and I hope the Senate will soon move on to Mr. Wainstein's confirmation so that we do not leave these critical national security offices unfulfilled. In closing, Mr. President, I'm pleased that President Bush has nominated Ms. Fisher to serve as Assistant Attorney General, and I look forward to her continued service to the nation, and I ask my colleagues to support her nomination.